B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beitza Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin, Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Chol liyois achar ha-Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Sunday. After Shabbos, b'shamay oimrim matbilin es ha-koil melifnei Shabbos. We know, and we're going to learn about this in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, that a person is required to make sure that he is tohir on the regel on the Yom Tov, which means that he has to be tohir, and he has to make sure that his utensils are all tohir. On Shabbos in Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to do tevilas kelim, you're not allowed to toivel a tomei kli, and we'll soon see it could even be a person himself should not go into the mikveh, it's going to be machlekes in the Mishnah soon, because it looks like you're fixing, it looks like you're preparing the utensil to be used, and that's something which midrabanon you're not allowed to do on Shabbos in Yom Tov. So what do you have to do? If Yom Tov is on Sunday, then you have to be metayer yourself and your kelim before Shabbos. That chol liyisachar Shabbos b'shama imrim b'shama yisimat bilin es hakol. Not only the kelim you have to tovel before Shabbos in preparation for Yom Tov, but also the odom has to tovel before Shabbos in preparation for Yom Tov. Melifnei Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel argue with Beis Shammai regarding Odom. They agree to Beis Shammai that Kelim Melifnei Shabbos, that utensils, and this includes vessels, it includes clothes, that they have to be toiveled from before Shabbos, and before Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you cannot toivel Tomei Kelim or Begodim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'Odom b'Shabbos, however, a person can purify himself even on Shabbos, he doesn't need to tovel himself before Shabbos, he can tovel on Shabbos, because we're not concerned, the Rabbanon did not say it's awesome to tovel on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'shovin, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that shemashikin es hamayim bikli even letaharon avaloi matbilin. And this means as follows, and this is an interesting halacha, that if normally fruits, foods, any solid foods or liquids, beverages, once they are tomei, you can't tovel them in a mikveh and make them tohir. The exception to that is water. That water, if you put them inside a utensil, and then you submerge the utensil, the kli, with the water into a mikveh, and they touch, that means it's, so to speak, you're planting, it's called zriya, that, or hashoka, you submerge the utensil with the tomei water in it, so that the water in the tomei water in the kli touches the water outside the kli in the mikveh, and then that makes the water tohir. So both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if you had drinking water, you want to drink it on Yom Tov, and that you're allowed to then put the water which became tomei, you're allowed to put it into a tohir kli. But the water, that will not make the waters tohir. The kli is tohir. It's a stone kli. It cannot become tomei. You then submerge the kli with the water into a mikveh, and then the water becomes tohir. You're allowed to do that. V'shovin shemashikin es hamayim b'kli even letaron, in order to purify the water. Avaloi matbilin, which means that you're not allowed to put the water, which is tomei, into a kli, which is tomei, and then, so to speak, tell yourself, well, I'm just submerging the water. The fact that the kli is going to then be submerged in a mikveh, that's all fine and good. That's by the way. What would happen then? The kli would become tohir, because a kli can be purified in a mikveh. So that the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put the tomei water into a tomei kli, and then purify the kli, agav, by the way of purifying the water, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Another halacha, which seems a bit cryptic, the Gemara is going to explain it, umatbilin migav legav. That if the migav means a purpose, if you toiveled a kli, for example, for one purpose, now for all intents and purposes, it's completely toir. If now you change the purpose of the kli, and just because you changed what you want to do with the kli doesn't mean that the tomei comes back. So for all intents and purposes, it does not need to be re-toiveled. If this person wants to be machmir and toivel it again because he's changed the intentions of what he wants to use the kli for, since it's almost a redundant tvila, there's nothing wrong with doing it on Shabbos Yom Tov, and therefore matbilin migav legav. If the tvila is just because you've changed the intentions of what you want to use the kli for. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Umi chabura lechabura, and so too we're going to see this in the Gemara. If a person toveled with the intentions of joining one group for Korban Pesach and then he joins a different group, even though he doesn't need to tovel again, if he wants to be tovel again, since it's an almost useless tefillah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't look like you're fixing anything because nothing needs to be fixed. Says the Gemara, the kule alma mius bekli kli b'Shabbos loy. So machlokes beis Hillel b'Shamay whether an odom, a person who is tomei, is allowed to tovel on Shabbos. But they both agree that if you have a kli, a utensil, or a cloth which is tomei, you're not allowed to tovel it on Shabbos. My tam, what would be the problem with that? Which of the 39 melachos he transgressing by toveling a tomei kli? And we're going to have a number of different explanations. We're going to have four different explanations in the Gemara why actually one's not allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos. The first one is Rabba. Omer Rabba, Gezeira, Shemo Yitlenu Biyodi. We make a decree, a Gezeira. Maybe this person is going to take the kli and he's going to take it V'yavirenu Arba Amis B'Rishus Harabim. If the mikveh would be in his garden, in his courtyard, in his home, that might be okay. The problem is that maybe the mikveh is going to be outside and you're going to take the kli on Shabbos to Rishus Harabim. And that's seriously also on Shabbos. And therefore they said there's no toveling kelim on Shabbos. Omar le Abaye. Abaye responded to Rabba and said, Yesh le boir b'chatzeiro. I can understand what you're saying if the mikveh is outside. The mikveh is outside, then I can understand that even were the kli to be there and there's no issue of carrying, we don't want you to tovel outside. But if he's got a boir, a mikveh, a pit inside his chotzer, ma'ikel amena, what would be the problem with that? Omer li. So Rabba answered back to Abaya, gezeira boir b'chatzeiroi otu boir b'rishus harabim. That means not to tovel in a boir b'rishus harabim. Let's put aside, let's assume there would be no issue of the carrying. We don't let you because we're afraid you might carry it. And even when there's no issue, we make another gezeira and we say even a boyer in his chotzer is osur, because if you allow him to tovel it in the chotzer, he may tovel it outside the chotzer. And toveling outside the chotzer, he may carry four amos in Rishus Harabim. And therefore the Mishnah says there's no toveling kelim on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, I understand you, Rabba, you've got an issue with Dalet Amos B'Rishus Harabim, but we know that that's only on Shabbos, and Yom Tov you're allowed to carry in Rishus Harabim. Hotinach Shabbos, that's all fine on Shabbos. But Yom Tov Ma'ikele Meima, what are you going to say about Yom Tov? It seems clear you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Yom Tov either. What would be the issue with that? Says Rabba, Gozru Yotu Yom Tov Otu Shabbos. They made yet another gzera. And they said that we're not letting you tovel kelim on Yom Tov, because if we allow you to do it on Yom Tov, you might do it on Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, there's a gzera shemo yitlenu biyodev yavirenu arba amis b'rishus harabim. Says the Gemara, Migos Rinon, do we really make such a gzera? Do we go so far to make such a gzera that something which in order that some you shouldn't do something also we make a gzera and then we make another gzera? What none did we not learn in the Mishnah? And now the Gemara is going to ask five questions, similar types of questions against Rabba, where it seems that we don't make gezeiros to this extent. Because we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the Shovin, everybody agrees, Shemashiken es ha-mayim b'kli even netarom, that you're allowed to submerge tomei water in a toir kli, in a stone kli, in order to purify the waters. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Avaloi matbilin, but you're not allowed to tovel, which means you're not allowed to put these waters into a tomei kli in order that the kli should also become toher. By the way, Vim Isa, if you, Rabba, are right that we're making these gzeiros, nigzer hashoka or to hadbola. Why don't you say you're not allowed to submerge the water even in a stone kli, to make a gzeira? Because if we allow you to do that, you might do it in a tomei kli, and you're not allowed to tovel a tomei kli on Shabbos. The answer is the Gemara. The Tisbara, there's no logic in trying to refute Rabba from the case of Hashoka. If, let's try and understand what the Mishnah is talking about. If he's got more drinking water, so why is he bothering purifying these waters? Just use the other water, the Torah water that you have. Ela delesle. It must be, if he's so adamant to purify this water, it must be that he doesn't have any more drinking water. V'kiven delesle, since he doesn't have any other drinking water, this is the only drinking water you have, mizhar zoyer b'hu, he's going to be very careful to make sure that they shouldn't become tomei. And if these waters, this drinking water, nonetheless became tomei, it must have been a very rare and unique situation. And we know the rule is that milsa de lo ishchicha, something which is uncommon, the chachamim don't make a gzeira. So kelim to become tomei is common. So we make a gzeira and more gzeiras and more gzeiras. But when it comes to making, to purifying drinking water, where this is the only drinking water he's got, and somehow it became tomei, that is so unusual, we don't make a gzeira. So that was the first question and the first answer. The second question, says the Gemara Esve, we're going to ask another question against Rabba. Madlin bitli, one's allowed to draw water from a well with a bucket, with a kli tomei, even though the kli is tomei, you're allowed to draw water with it from a well, from a pit on Yom Tov, v'hu toir, and then the bucket becomes toir. V'i Isa, if you, Rabba, are right, that we're making gezeiros in order to make sure that people shouldn't intentionally toivel kelim, tomei kelim on Shabbos Yom Tov, nigzer dilma osilid bula be'ena. Why don't we say that you're not allowed to draw water with a tomei bucket because maybe somebody will intentionally draw water using a tomei bucket with the intent of making the bucket toir? And that's not, you're not allowed to do that. If you make gezeiros, why don't you make a gezeira here? Answers the Gemara, this is also not a question. Shani hasam mitoich shalai hutroloi elo al yadei dolyoi zochruhu. Since in that case, he wasn't allowed to just draw water with a tomei bucket. It's only drawing it in this particular circumstance that he's got this, the well, and whatever the circumstances there were, whatever the situation was, since we only allow him to make the kli toyer if he's drawing water at the same time, we don't let him put the bucket into the mikveh, into the well. If you want to draw water from the well, we allow you to draw the water using this bucket. Since we make that condition with him, zocher hu, he will remember that you're not allowed to toivel kelim under normal circumstances. But here, since you're drawing the water, then, by the way, the kli became toyer, that's okay. Asks the Gemara a third question. Eisvei, kli shenitmo be'erev yom tov. If a kli became tomei with an av hatumah, which means this kli is now a rishon letumah, on erev before yom tov, ein matbilin oisei b'yom tov. You have to toivel it before yom tov, you're not allowed to toivel it on yom tov. B'yom tov, if however it became tomei on yom tov, then matbilin oisei b'yom tov, then you're allowed to toivel it on yom tov. And that means if there's a one-day Yom Tov, the kli became tomei on Yom Tov, you can toivel it on Yom Tov, but you're only allowed to use this kli now for chulin, because this kli is a rishon letuma. Chulin can become a sheni. So you have to toivel it so that the chulin shouldn't become tomei. But now this kli, which is tohir, however, there's a halacha that when it comes to truma and kochim, that there's a concept called herev shemesh. You're only allowed to use the kli even after it's been toiveled, after nightfall. So this kli, you're allowed to use it on, you toivel it on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to use it, or you're only actually allowed to toivel it if you need to use it for chulin. Truma and kochim, you can only use this kli for after nightfall. After nightfall, it's not Yom Tov anymore. You cannot toivel a kli on Yom Tov for the use of after Yom Tov. So here we're talking about that you're toiveling it on Yom Tov for the use of Yom Tov, even though there's no hair of Shemesh. If you're toiveling it on Yom Tov, the sun has not yet set, you can still use it on Yom Tov for chulin. Vim Isa, says the Gemara, if you, Rabba, are right that we're making Zerus not to Tevil Kalim, then Nigzer de Yom Tov or to the Heir of Yom Tov, why don't you say that in order that you shouldn't Tevil a Kli on Yom Tov that became Tommy on Heir of Yom Tov, we're making a Gzeira that you're not even allowed to Tevil a Kli on Yom Tov that became Tommy on Yom Tov? So what do we see from here? That we don't make so many Gzeiras. It's a question against Rabba. Answers the Gemara, Tumma b'yom tov milsa de l'shchichahi. Since everybody is toyer during Yom Tov, and they certainly make sure that things shouldn't become tomei, it's very uncommon. Or milsa de l'shchichah, something uncommon, le'gozer u'bu rabbanon, the Chachomim did not make decrees to avoid a very uncommon and unusual situation. Eisei, the Gemara is now going to ask a fourth question. Kli shenitmo ba'av hatumah, if a kli became tomei on Erev Yom Tov with an av hatumah, and now the kli is a rishay natumah, then ein matbilin oisei b'yom tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tovel it. Why? Because since it's tomei with an av hatumah, then toveling it on Yom Tov, since it's tomei min hatorah, then this tomei min hatorah, you're not allowed to tovel it because it looks like you're fixing it, you're being mesaken it, you're turning the kli from a tuma min hatorah to torah min hatorah, and therefore ein matbilin oisei b'yom tov. Bevulat hatuma, if however the kli only became tomei with a vlada tuma, which means that the kli itself didn't touch an av hatuma, it touched a rishon l'tuma, which means the kli itself is a sheni. Now, midrabbanon, there's no such thing. A kli cannot become a sheni, minatayra, the kli cannot become a sheni, it's only midrabbanon. And since minatayra, it's tohir, because a kli can only become tomei minatayra from an av hatuma, and since it's minatayra, it's already tohir, it never became tomei, you're allowed to tovel it even on Yom Tov. Bevlada tomei matbilin oisei b'yom tov. Says the Gemara of Im Isa, if you Rabbah are right that we make gezeiras nigzoir ha otuha, why don't you say that you're not allowed to tovel a kli that became tomei from a rishon in order to make sure that you don't tovel a kli that became tomei from an av? Answers the Gemara, vlad hatuma heicha mishkachas lo. Where would you ever have an issue? This kli is becoming tomei with a rishon, which means the kli is a sheni. A kli is a sheni can only make what tomei? Only truma, which can become a shlishi, or hekdesh, that can become a revi. Chulin cannot become tomei. So it only ever applies to koyanim. Gabe koyanim, only by koyanim, who they have truma and hekdesh. Koyanim's rizimim. Koyanim are very diligent, and they make sure that things shouldn't become tomei. They make sure not to get confused between what's allowed and what's not allowed. They'll know the difference between the kli that's tomei min hatorah and the kli that's tohir min hatorah, and therefore, with the Chachomim did not see any reason to make a gzeira. Toshema, now the Gemara is asking the fifth and final question against Rabbah. Do Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav, it was said in the name of Rav, Nida, a woman who is Tomei, she's called a Nida, She'ein lo begodim, she does not have any Tohir clothes to wear after she goes to the mikveh. A woman, a Nida, before she goes to the mikveh is Tomei, afterwards she's Tohir, she needs to wear Tohir clothes. And it's Yom Tov, and what should she do now? She's got the clothes she's wearing. She could go into the mikveh. She could tovel them as well. But you're not allowed to tovel kelim, including clothes, on Yom Tov. So what should she do? Maremes v'toveles b'bigdeo. Then she should do a type of a scheme. She should say, oh, I can go to the mikveh, because the halacha is a woman, a person is allowed to tovel themselves, as we saw, according to Beis Hillel, an Odom is allowed to tovel on even on Shabbos. So she'll say, I'll go into the mikveh, I'll go in together with my clothes. And once she's in the mikveh with her clothes are in the mikveh, then the clothes will become tohir. And the reason that a person is allowed to go to the mikveh is because it doesn't look like he's fixing. I'm going to cool down. It's a hot day, and I'm going to cool myself down, and that's allowed. She's allowed to go into the mikveh, and she's allowed to go in while she's wearing her clothes because she's got nothing else to wear otherwise. And the Gemara is asking, Vim Issa, but if you, Rabbah, are right that we're going to make these gezeiros to go as far as we can to avoid somebody toveling kelim or clothes that they're not allowed to, nigzer, they should make a gezeira, dilma osulit bule be'inayu. Maybe she'll tovel the clothes on their own, even not while she's wearing them in such a situation. Answers the Gemara, no. Since over there we do not let this woman tovel the clothes on their own, even though she needs them, she's only allowed to make them tohir if she tovels herself whilst wearing the clothes. Since that's the only way she's allowed to do it, she'll remember that the reason that she has to be wearing the clothes while she's going to the mikveh is because in any other circumstance she's not allowed to tovel the clothes. She'll remember, and there's no reason to worry. And therefore, all the five questions we've asked against Rabbah have been answered, and Rabbah stays with his explanation. Why is one not allowed to tovel kelim? One's not allowed to tovel kelim on Shabbos. Gzeira shem yitlenu biyodiv yavirenu arba amis b'rushus harabim. And this is even if there's a boyer in his chotzer, and even on Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yosef is now arguing with Rabbah and saying a different reason why one's not allowed to toivel kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Yosef Omar, Gzeirah Mishum Schita. He says because kelim includes clothes. If you toivel clothes, you may end up wringing out the clothes, squeezing out the clothes. And schita is one of the lametes melachis. It's also to squeeze out clothes of their water on Shabbos. And if you're going to allow them to toivel begodim, kelim they will toivel begodim, and they may come to do schita. And therefore, explains Rav Yosef, that's why Bez Hillel said you're not allowed to toivel kelim on Shabbos. Omer le'Abaya, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, okay, tinach kelim de b'nei schita ninu. Clothes, which are one, it's possible to wring them out, to squeeze them, I can understand that there should be such an issue, because if we allow you to toivel them, you may come to do soichet. But kelim de lav b'nei schita ninu, what about all sorts of other types of utensils and vessels, which are not something that are squeezable, they're not made of materials, maybe it should be mutar. Ma'ikad amim, what are you going to say? Omer le'. So Rav Yosef answered to Abaya, Gzeira hanu otohanu. I'm making a gzeira. Even those things that one cannot squeeze are also, because if we allow you to toivel the things that cannot be squeezed, you may toivel the things that can be squeezed. We make a gzeira. Now the Gemara is saying, Esvei kol hani tufta. All the five questions we just asked against Rabbah, that if you make a gzeira, then why don't you make all the gzeiros mentioned in these five sources? They ask the same questions against Rav Yosef. V'shani lo k'dushaninon, and the same answers we gave before will apply here. Continues the Gemara. Rav Bivi Omar, a third explanation to Bez Hillel in the Mishnah, why you're not allowed to toivel kelim on Shabbos. Rav Bivi says, gzeiros shemo yisheh. Because what might happen is, you may intentionally delay and say, These clothes, or begodim, kelim, whatever it may be, they were tummy before Yom Tov. But before Yom Tov, a person is typically busy, he's working, he's preparing, whatever. So he's saying to himself, you know what, I'll wait till Yom Tov, I'll have plenty of time on Yom Tov, I'll toivel the kelim on Yom Tov. And in the meantime, till he finds the time on Yom Tov to toivel the kelim, he's going to have tummy kelim hanging around in his house. And tummy kelim, we have a risk that he might, by mistake, put truma inside those tummy kelim, and that's very serious to make truma tummy. And therefore, we do not want a person to hang around to keep these kelim tummy. And in order that a person shouldn't wait till Shabbos and Yom Tov when he has time at his hands, we say, you know what, you cannot toivel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, as soon as the keli becomes tummy before Shabbos and Yom Tov, he'll toivel them immediately, and he will not take that risk of, by mistake, putting truma, which is tohir, into tummy kelim. Tanya covers Eidur of Bivi, we found a brisa to this effect. Kli shenitma me'erev Yom Tov, a keli that became tummy on erev Yom Tov, ein matbilin oisri b'Yom Tov, one's not allowed to toivel it on Yom Tov. Why? Gzeira shemo yishher. Because if we do let you toivel on Yom Tov, you may delay and wait for Yom Tov till you toivel, and in the meantime, something can go wrong. And now, the fourth explanation to Bez Hillel, why it should be osa to toivel kelim, Rava Omar, b'pnei shenira k'masakin kli. Because it appears as if he's making a kli, a vessel, usable. When it's tomei, it's not as usable. Now he's toiveled it, now it's usable. So it's similar to masakin, to fixing. Fixing, you're not allowed to fix on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And it's only also midrabbanon because it looks like you're fixing. You're not really fixing. The kli is as usable when it's tomei as when it's toira. There's just halachas of tomei and tara. You're not really fixing. It looks like you're fixing. It's similar to fixing and making something usable. And it's similar to the malacha of fixing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, it's not allowed. Says the Gemara, Ihochi Odom Nami. If so, Yubis Hillel, why do you allow the person to go into the mikveh? It's the person also, it looks as if he's being repaired. Beforehand, he had his limitations with halachas of tumah, and now he's toyer. Says the Gemara, no. Because it's all about what it looks like. It's not really fixing anything. It looks like you're fixing. A person might say, oh, you can make this keli from tumah to tara, then maybe you can do any other fixing. And that's an issue. But with a person, nobody will say, oh, you can fix this person, you can repair, so to speak, the person and make him from tomei to toir, maybe you can do other fixing. No, because anyone who sees this person going to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's not going to think, oh, this person is tomei, he needs to become toir. He's going to think, nirka maker. It looks like he's just cooling himself down, it's a hot day, he wants to jump into some cold water or into some water to cool down, and therefore nobody will think that he's fixing himself, and therefore it's mutter. However, kelim, you don't put kelim into a mikveh to cool down. So people see you toveling kelim, they'll think you're allowed to fix a kli, and that's why it's osur. Says the Gemara, hotinach mayim yofim. All that is fine if the mikveh that you're toveling in is nice, clean water, where typically a person would go into such water to cool down, and then somebody watching will say he's cooling himself down. Mayim roim, what happens if the waters are not so pleasant to go in? And unless this person needs to go in order to become tohir, he wouldn't just go into this bath of water which is not clean. Mayik lemeima, what are you going to say? It should be osur even for a person to tovel. Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, for omim sha'odom bo, b'sherev, sometimes a person comes on a very hot day, he's very hot, v'reichetz, and he'll bathe himself, afilu b'mei mishra, even in the water that was used to soak flax in, which is far from comfortable and clean water, pleasant water to bathe in, but he's so hot, he would even cool himself down there, and therefore there's never an issue of a person who's tovling that will be perceived as fixing himself, he'll just be perceived as cooling himself down. Says the Gemara, Tinich b'moisa chama. That all is fine in the summer. B'moisa gashomi ma'ike lemima. What are you going to say in the middle of winter on a rainy day? And this person's going into the mikveh, no one's going to think he's cooling himself down. Omer of Nachman b'Yitzchok. Of Nachman b'Yitzchok explains that pa'omim sh'odom bo min asode, a person who sees this individual going into the bath, into the mikveh, even on a rainy day, he'll say that sometimes a person comes from the field, meluchluch betitu betzayar, and he's got a lot of mud and dung all over him, he's dirty. Vereichetz, he's cleaning himself, even in the rainy days, and therefore people will not assume that he's fixing himself, rather he's just cleaning himself, and that's why it's mutar. Tinich b'Shabbos. Okay, that's all fine on Shabbos. On Shabbos, indeed, you're allowed to clean yourself, and people will not mistakenly think that this person is fixing himself. They'll think he's just cleaning himself. And it's true that on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to clean a specific area of your body that's dirty, that's become soiled. But to go entirely into a mikveh, into a bath, one's whole body at once, even if it's dirty, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Kippur. So how can, and we assume that a tummy person is allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. How can he go into the mikveh on Yom Kippur? People won't think that he's cleaning himself, because everybody knows you're not allowed to clean yourself this way on Yom Kippur. People will think and will assume that he's going to fix himself, to make himself tohir. If he's going to make himself tohir, people will think you're allowed to fix things on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. And why is it mutter? Omar Rava, mi'ikam midi de b'Shabbos shori u'b'yayim ha'kippurim osur. He says, because we have a rule. You're right. According to the logic and according to the cheshbon, you've worked it out, it should be osur. However, well, there's a rule. Anything which is mutter on Shabbos is mutter on Yom Kippur. Virtue of the fact that a person is allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, then he's allowed to go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. Even though on Shabbos the reason that it's mutter is because the concerns we would have otherwise wouldn't apply in such a situation on Yom Kippur, they could apply, that we don't take that into account. If it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. It's a logic called hoyel, which is used in different ways through Shas. Hoyel means sense. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, it's also mutter on Yom Kippur. So asks the Gemara, Yisle l'rova hoyil? If is Rava basing himself on the concept of hoyil, of since, does Rava hold of such a thing? Votnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hachoshesh b'shinov, if somebody's teeth is hurting him. Lo yigamea bohen, you're not allowed to sip es hachoymetz, the vinegar. And we assume at this point is even if he's sipping the vinegar and flushing it in his mouth, and then he's going to swallow it. And that's how we're assuming at this point, then the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Aval, why? Because we know that engaging in any type of cures and medicine is also on Shabbos. It's a gezeira, maybe they used to make medicine by crushing different spices, and crushing is an av melacha of teichen, of grinding, and therefore anything to do with healing and refuah is osur. So the Mishnah says that if this person's teeth is hurting him, he's not even allowed to sip some vinegar. Aval, but what he can do is metabel hu kadarkoi. He can dip his bread into vinegar like he would normally be eating on Shabbos, and eat it. Vim nisrape. And if he gets cured, by the way, nisrape, that's okay. That's one Mishnah. Uramino nalo. And we asked a contradiction from this Mishnah that it says, Lo yigamea upoilot. You're not allowed to sip the vinegar and then spit it out, because then it's very clear to everybody that you're only sipping it for therapeutic reasons, and that's osa. Aval megamea upoilea. But if you're sipping it and swallowing it, it doesn't look that way, and therefore it's mutter. So we asked a seeming contradiction, because in the Mishnah it says, Lo yigamea benes achemetz. You're not allowed to sip the vinegar under any circumstance, and we assume it's even if he's going to swallow it. We have a contradiction. But Omar Abaya, Abaya explained and answered the contradiction. That when it says in the Mishnah that lo yigamea b'enes achemetz, it's not the way we thought, that you're not allowed to sip the vinegar even if you're going to swallow it. The Mishnah is only talking about the sipping the vinegar when you're not going to swallow it out. When you're not going to swallow, you're going to spit out the vinegar. In that case, indeed, it's osa, and that fits with the brisa. There's no contradiction. That was the way Abaya explained it. V'rov Omar. Rav had a different way of explaining the contradiction. The Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to sip vinegar is even if you're going to swallow it. You can ask me a contradiction from the Braisa that says, Lo yigamea upoilet. Aval megamea upoilea, that says if you're swallowing it, you are allowed to sip the vinegar. V'lo yikashia. It's not a contradiction, because it depends not what you're doing, it depends when you're doing it. Kan, when is it mutter to sip the vinegar? Koidem tovul. That's before he's eating his meal. Before he's eating his meal, it was typical for a person to sip some vinegar. And therefore, it doesn't have to be that he's engaging in medicine and cure, and that's why it's mutter. Kan, but when the Braisa says that it's osa, that's talking about le'achar tovul. It means the Mishnah that says that lo yigamea b'enes achemetz is talking about after the meal. And after the meal, why would you be drinking vinegar after the meal? It must be just in order to cure and to help your teeth, and that's called engage. Everybody will see you engaging in refuah, and that's osa. V'im isa, now the Gemara is coming back and saying that according to Rava, the way we assume that Rava holds of the concept called hoil, since, v'im isa, neima, why doesn't Rava say, hoil v'koidem tovul shori, lacha tovul namel shori, just in the same way as there's the beginning of the meal, you're allowed to sip this vinegar, then you see that on Shabbos is something which intrinsically is mutter to be done, if it's done at the beginning of the meal. So why don't you say, since it was mutter then, it must remain mutter for all of Shabbos, even after my meal? No different to saying, hoyel, that it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Say the same here. In the same way as you're allowed to sip this vinegar at the beginning of the meal, you're allowed to sip it even after the meal. Answers the Gemara, Hodar be Rava Meahi. That Rava actually changed his mind. He holds like Abaya that the way we explain the contradiction is that if you swallow it, then it's mutter. Everybody says it's mutter. If you spit it out, then everyone says it's osa. And indeed, according to Rava, after he's changed his mind, Rava says that you do say hoil. That means anything that's allowed before is also allowed afterwards. And that conforms with what we said before. According to Rava, we say the concept of hoil, that since it's allowed on Shabbos, it's allowed on Yom Kippur. Asks the Gemara, Umimai de me'ahi hodarbe, dilma meha hodarbe. All we know from Rava, all Rava said was that he changed his mind. All we know is that Rava changed his mind. How do you know which Rava changed his mind? Maybe it wasn't the Rava that explained the two Mishnayos regarding vinegar. Maybe that stayed intact, and Rava held what he said there, that at the beginning of the meal, it's mutter. Afterwards, it's osa. What did Rava change his mind? Maybe he changed his mind regarding his explanation in our Mishnah when we're discussing, is a person allowed to toivel? That Rava said the reason a person is allowed to toivel is because it looks like he's cooling himself down. And then the Gemara evolved to ask, what about Yom Kippur? Why should it be mutter? And we said hoil. Maybe Rava changed his mind over there, not in the case of the swallowing of the vinegar. Dilma me'ahi hodarbe. Maybe he didn't. Maybe Rava just changed his mind and no longer allows a person to toivel on Yom Kippur. Because to toivel on Shabbos, you're allowed to, because people will say he's just washing himself. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself. It should be asa, because people will think he's fixing himself. How did we answer that before? Hoyel. Maybe Rava doesn't hold of hoyel. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Lo yisol kodaitoch. It cannot be that anybody is going to prohibit toveling on Yom Kippur. To Tanya, because we learned explicitly in a brisa, kol chayv etvilos, all the people who are chayv to tovel, tovelin kedarkon, they're allowed to tovel regularly, bein b'tisha b'av, bein b'yom kippurim. Either on Tisha B'av or Yom Kippur, which are both times where you're not allowed to bathe and wash, you're allowed to tovel on Yom Kippur. So it cannot be that Rava says you're not allowed to tovel. If you are allowed to tovel, why are you allowed to tovel? It must be because of Hoyle. If Rava has to stick with the concept of Hoyle, it must be that when he changed his mind regarding the vinegar, and indeed he holds that anything that you're allowed to taste and sip before the meal, you're also allowed to do after the meal. And the way to reconcile with the contradiction regarding the vinegar is to say that it depends not on when you're doing it, but what you're doing. If you're swallowing it, it's always allowed. If you're spitting out, it's never allowed. Because there it looks like you're engaging in cure, and that's also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara is now taking us back to the Mishnah. The Shovim that Bisham and Bishillel both agree that Shemashiken es amayim bikli evin v'chulei. They both agree that if you have water, drinking water that became tomei, you're allowed to put it into a stone kli, which is tohir, it doesn't become tomei, and submerge it into a mikveh. And when the water of the mikveh touches the water inside this kli, the water in the kli becomes tohir, and that's allowed on Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, they say that you're not allowed to put the water into a tomei kli in the hope that when you submerge this kli to make the waters toher, that on the way, by the way, the kli will also become toher. That is osa. Asks the Gemara, my avaloi madbilin. These words in the Mishnah that I just explained them, but the words in the Mishnah that says that avaloi madbilin, what does that mean? Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein madbilim es a keli, like I explained, that you're not allowed to take a tomei keli and tovel it al gav meimov, and by the way of the water, that means the water I'm allowed to tovel into this mikveh whilst in the kli, you're not allowed to use a tomei kli in order for the kli to become toyer at the same time, letaharei b'yom tov. And now the Gemara is asking, Mani masnisin, this Mishnah that we just said now, that you're allowed to be mashikin, you're allowed to submerge the water for the water to become toyer, but not in a tomei kli, but in matbilin. Who is this? Mani masnisin loy rebbi v'loy rabbonon. Our Mishnah does not seem to conform, not with Rebbe, nor with the Chachomim, in the following braisa. The Tanya we learned in the braisa, ein matbilin es akli al gabei meimov letaharoi. And here, the braisa actually is in the opposite way of the Mishnah in the order. It speaks first about matbilin, then about mashikin. It says, the braisa says, ein matbilin es akli al gabei meimov letaharoi. You're not allowed to tovel a tomei kli with water in it in order for the kli to become tohir whilst the water is becoming tohir. And this is the same as we saw in our Mishnah. But here the braisa continues and says, v'ein mashikin es hamayim b'kli evin letaron. You're also not allowed to fill up a utensil of stone, which is not tomei, with the tomei drinking water to submerge it in a mikveh in order for the water to become toyer. Something which the Mishnah says you are allowed to do. Here, Rebbe in the Braisa says you're not allowed to do that either. Divi Rebbe. So Rebbe says not only is matbilin osur, but mashikin is also osur. The Chachomim say matbilin kli al gabe meim of letaroi, u'mashikin es hamayim b'kli evin letaron. That the Chachomim say, both are mutter. Not only are you allowed to make the water tohir by submerging it in a stone kli into the mikveh, but also you're allowed to put the water into a tomei kli in order that when you are making the water tohir, the kli would also become tohir. Both are mutter. And this is also not like the Mishnah. Mani. So who is our Mishnah? Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, kashya hashoka. Then hashoka is an issue because Rebbe says it's osa even to do hashoka of the water, and our Mishnah says it's mutter. Rabbonon, if our Mishnah is following the Rabbonon, kashya hatbola. The question is from toveling the kli. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a tomei kli in such a way for it to become toher, and the Chachomim say you are allowed to. And the Gemara is now saying, ibois eim Rebbe, ibois eim Rabbonon. I can explain to you how I can manipulate the braisa a little bit so that the Mishnah could follow either Rebbe, Viboy Seim Rabbonon, or the Rabbonon. And what the Gemara is now going to do is as follows. All we saw in the Mishnah was that according to Rebbe, everything is muta. Everything is asa, sorry. Mashikin and Madbilin. According to the Chachomim, everything is muta. Mashikin and Madbilin. And now what the Gemara is going to do now is to say as follows. That when Rebbe said that everything is asa, we're going to separate between the Mashikin and the Madbilin. We're going to say everything is asa on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, only Madbilin is asa and Mashikin is muta. And when it comes to the Chachomim, we're going to do the same. When they say everything is muta, it means everything is muta on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, Mashikin is going to be muta and Madbilin is going to be asa. And either way that we manipulate the either however way we hold that brisa, we can now explain the Mishnah. According to Rebbe, that we say that when he said everything is osur, he meant everything is osur on Shabbos, but regarding Yom Tov, Matbilin is osur and Mashikin is muta. Our Mishnah could be talking about Yom Tov. Yom Tov, then that follows Rebbe. And what we did with the Chachomim, we said everything was mutar, and we said everything is mutar on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos, Mashikin is going to be muter and Matbilin is going to be asa. That conforms with our Mishnah in the event that our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, and then everything is understood. Let's see that inside. Iboy Zeymer Rebbe, Reisha de Braisa Beyomtov, Vasefer Beshabbos. The Reisha, which is the part that speaks about Matbilin, is talking about, which according to Rebbe, Rebbe says it's asa. Matbilin, we said that Rebbe, who says it's asa, is asa not only on Shabbos, but also on Yom Tov. The Sefer and the part of the Braisa that's talking about Mashikin, that part of which is the Sefer, that's only on Shabbos it's Asa. On Yom Tov it's Muta. The Kula Masnisin and the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov, it's talking about on Yom Tov. The Iboy Seima, the other way of explaining it, is that it's talking about the Rabbonon. It's talking about the Shitta of the Chachomim. The Kula Masnisin B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah is only talking about Shabbos. And on Shabbos, Mashikin is Mutar and Matbilin is Asa. And how are you going to learn the Braisa? The Braisa says, according to the Chachomim, that Mashikin and Matbilin is Mutar. That's talking about on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, even Matbilin is Mutar. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Kli shenitzma me'er of Yom Tov. The Kli that became Tomei before Yom Tov. Ein Matbilin oisoi, bein ashmoshes. When, let's say that Yom Tov was on Tuesday, Monday night. Monday morning, Monday afternoon, the Kli became Tomei. You're not allowed to toivel it Monday bein hashmoshes during twilight. Why? Because we know that a Kli that became Tomei min ha-Torah needs to have Herev Shemesh. And you're only allowed to use it after nightfall, after Tevila. Since he's toiveling this during bein hashmoshes, it's a suffix whether it's already nightfall. In the event that it's already nightfall, then it's as if you toiveled the Kli after it's already night. When are you allowed to use it? At least for Truma and for Hekdesh. When are you allowed to use it? Only the following, after the following night, because you need Her of Shemesh. So the Tanakhama say, Ein Matbilin Oisei Bein Ashmoshes, you're not allowed to Tovel it Bein Ashmoshes. Because if you Tovel it Bein Ashmoshes, then you've lost your Her of Shemesh and you're not allowed to use it till the following night. Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Ein Matbilin Oisei. Reb Shimon Shazuri says you're not even allowed to in a regular weekday, nothing to do with Yom Tov. Yom Tov's not on Tuesday, there's no Yom Tov. A regular Monday Bein Ashmoshes, you're not allowed to Toivel Bein Ashmoshes. Why? Because he might think, oh, I Toiveled it on Monday. And as soon as it's night on Tuesday, I can use it for Truma for Hekdesh. And the truth is, he Toiveled it Bein Ashmoshes. And there's a good chance that the moment you Toiveled it was after Tzeisak Yechovim, and it's only Mutar following the following Bein Ashmoshes. And then you're going to use it for Truma and Hekdesh when you're not allowed to. And therefore, says Reb Shimon Shazuri, that even in a regular weekday, Ein Matbilin Oisei during Bein Ashmoshes, Mepnei Shetzorich Herev Shemesh. Because you need Herev Shemesh, and he's missed it. Asks the Gemara of a Tanakama, Loi Boy Herev Shemesh? I don't understand. The Tanakama, you don't need Herev Shemesh? They also agree you don't need Herev Shemesh. So why did the Tanakama say only on if Tuesday is Yom Tov, Monday evening, twilight, you're not allowed to Tovel, but it seems if it's not Yom Tov, you're allowed to. What's with Herev Shemesh? Omar Rava, Rava says, Ashkechinu l'rabbonon debei Rav. The Yosef Kom, Rava says, I heard the Chachomim in the Beis HaMedrash discussing this, and they explained as follows. They're going to explain to us what the machlekes is between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Shazuri. They said the machlekes is b'machshav toynikeres mitoich ma'isav kumiflegi, when a person's intentions are evident in his actions. That's where they're arguing. Let's see, v'heichadomi. What's the case? We're talking about kagoyin shenoket mona biyodi. This person is holding a kli, a vessel, a cloth, whatever he's trying to toivel. And it became Tomei on Erev Yom Tov, and he's running in order to try and make sure to tovel it before Bein Hashmoshes. V'rohit v'ozil Bein Hashmoshes le'idbule. He's running to make sure that he can tovel it quick enough. So Marosova, the Tanakama hold, Haida Koroit v'ozil, the fact that he's running is telling us that Meida Yoda, the boy Erev Shemesh, he knows that it's only going to be toyer if you manage to tovel before Bein Hashmoshes, before it's nighttime. And therefore, if in the event that he's going to tovel it, we allow him to tovel it then, Bein Hashmoshes. If it's not Yom Tov, on a regular weekday, we allow him to tovel it because he knows the halacha. And therefore, he will be aware if the moment he's toveling it is already twilight, is already Bein Hashmoshes, he'll know not to use the kli till the following night. However, Marasovar, Reb Shimon Shazuri holds that Machmas Melachto Hudu Koroit, he's clearly running, but maybe he's not running because he knows he has to catch the tevila before Hair of Shemesh, before Bein Hashmoshes. Maybe he's just running because he's busy. And therefore, he might be running but not be aware how important it is to make sure you tovel before Bein Hashmoshes in order to be able to use it immediately after Tzeisak Yichovim. So that is what Rava said. I heard the Chachomim explain the Machlekes that way. And I, Rava, told those Chachomim that b'machshavto nikeres b'toich ma'isav kule al malei pligi. Everyone agrees that if it's clear from his actions that it's evident what his intentions are and that he knows the halacha, you're allowed to let him tovel during Bein Hashmoshes. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, kegoin de itmi b'pochis mika'adosh. We're talking about a kohen who he has this kli, and the kli became tomei from a sheretz. And the itmi bepochis mikadosha, we know that halacha is that a sheretz, certain shrotzim, certain creepy crawlies, certain animals that ate shrotzim, they make something tomei even if they are as small as a lentil. And this kohen was clearly ignorant, and he asked a question. He asked the Rabbonon a question, saying, this kli, this vessel became tomei with a sheretz that's smaller than the size of a lentil. Is it tomei? Is it not tomei? They came to ask the Chachomim a question whether it's tomei if it became tomei with something smaller than the size of a lentil. Is it tomei? Is it not tomei? We're talking about a kohen because a regular person, all he has is chulin. And for chulin, you don't need hair of shemesh. You only need hair of shemesh for hektush and for truma, which only applies to a kohen. So there's a discussion about that, but that's what seems to be talking here about a kohen. So Marasova, the Shimon Shazuri holds, midaholei gomer, since this kohen was ignorant, and he asked a question regarding the halachas of tuma and tara, then Herav Shemesh Nami Leigomer, he doesn't know about Herav Shemesh either. Which means that a regular Kohen who's running, we're allowed to assume he knows the halachas of Herav Shemesh. He's running in order to catch the time, and therefore on a weekday, there's no issue whatsoever, because if he misses the time, he'll know he has to wait till the next night. However, here we clearly have an ignorant Kohen. Since he's ignorant in one halacha, we assume he's ignorant in the halachas of Herav Shemesh, and therefore we don't let him tovel by Bein Hashmoshes. Umar Sova, however, the Tanakama say no. Sova ha hu deloy gomir. He only didn't know that one halacha, which is not explicit in the Torah, the size of the sheretz, that it's only if it's more than the size of a lentil, and there he was ignorant. But ha her of shemesh gomir, but her of shemesh, which is psukim in the Torah, we can assume that he knows, and therefore if he's running, we assume he's running because he knows about her of shemesh, and therefore the Tanakama say that providing it's not Yom Tov, he's allowed to tovel Bein Hashmoshes. The reason you're not allowed to tovel if it's on Yom Tov is because if it's on Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to tovel because it's Bein Hashmoshes. You're only going to be able to use the kli the following night. You're not allowed to tovel on Yom Tov if you can't use it on Yom Tov. And therefore, everybody agrees you're not allowed to tovel Bein Hashmoshes on Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara. Umadbilin migav legav. We had this cryptic statement to the end of the Mishnah that even though you're not allowed to toivel on Shabbos and Yom Tov kelim, but if it's migav legav, from one purpose to the other, you're allowed to toivel. What does that mean? Tanu Rabbanon. Ketzad migav legav. This is the Braisa Tosefta is asking, what does the Mishnah mean by migav legav, from one purpose to the other, where it seems that it's so unnecessary to toivel that it's not considered fixing the kli, it's not considered toiveling from Tumah to Tara because it was Toher before, and therefore, by all means, you can do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What would be the case? Haroitze las is gitoi al gav kadoi, v'kadoi al gav gitoi. If somebody he intended using a certain kli, it should be Toher, in order to use it in his wine press, and then he decided he's going to use it for his oil, or the other way around, v'kadoi al gav gitoi, or he toiveled it. If it was Toyer for the oil press and he now wants to use it for the wine press, then in that case, Oysa, he's allowed to Toyvel it because it was Toyveled anyway. It doesn't matter what he was going to use it for. And since it was Toyer anyway, he wants to be Machmir. He's saying to himself, I only Toyveled it with intentions of using it like this and not to use it like this. There's no halacha like that. And therefore, it's Toyer. You want to Toyvel. By all means, you can Toyvel it even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Keitzad Michabura Lechabura. The last case in the Mishnah, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that if you toivel a kli, Michabura Lechabura, you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is as follows, Hoya Oichel Bechabura Zu. If he was registered to eat the Korban Pesach with one group, V'roitzel Echel Bechabura Acheres, and now he wants to eat with another group, and initially he was Tomei, or his utensils were Tomei, and he toiveled them with the intentions of joining one group, and now he changed his mind, he wants to eat with another group. Then obviously there's halachas about registering Korban Pesach, we discussed them in Maseches Pesachim. But here he wants to re-toivel his kelim just because he's changed his mind as to which group he's going to eat with. Then Arshus B'yodo, he's allowed to do that because there's no real necessity to toivel it, and since he's not toveling, he's not fixing anything, it wasn't Tomei, it's not becoming more Toher, and therefore it's Mutter. And in Mitzvah Hashem, in the next Shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.